And I just, you know, I purchased these properties with the intent. I believed when I purchased them, I thought it looked to me like it had been a motel before, and I had the idea that I could turn it into a nightly rental. And then whenever I just found out later that it had been zoned back from to residential, and so I completed the project, and now I'm to the point that it's time for me to furnish them and everything, and want to make sure I get my zoning and all right before I spend all the money to furnish the places. I don't think there's anything. It had been brought to Jim's. He brought it to my attention that I might bring up that there are two houses on each a lot down there. So he told me that it was should be zoned multifamily now. That it's, you know, being it's duplexes, he says, on those lots, but I don't know if that'll affect anything. What I need is to not have to rent them by the month and go through a. If I get monthly rentals with a 400 square foot little room and all, I'm going to get into a place where people are going to be probably trying to sublet the property and have nightly rentals themselves. And then I'm going to be into a big legal eviction process all the time to get them out. Whereas if I could just have a nightly rental, I know that the eviction process is much simpler. And I'm hoping to get, you know, better clientele by the night where I can do some, they'll have to have credit cards and stuff to get in. Where I can't, the background checks and the work I have to do a monthly rental, that'd be a much different situation. It was monthly rental when I purchased it, and it was pretty much an eyesore and a problem. And I just feel it would be better for everybody involved if I could have a nightly rental. And like he's saying, they did mention the other night at the, that maybe they could separate and do the six and wait till later to do the others. The guy said something about it being kind of hodgepodge up there and stuff. Well, I took that kind of personal. I guess it's just as nice. It's all done up there, too. But obviously part of something's better than all of nothing. And if it's possible that I could have six of them as nightly rental and have to wait for the future to see what happens, I would be interested in that also. That'd be all I'd left to say, I guess.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions for the applicant before he seats? Do we have any updated pictures?
We don't. I don't have any downloaded, no.
Okay.
No, I guess we should have.
These have been all remodeled. They're all in cedar siding, new decks, new roofs. Yeah. This is an old picture. I just wanted to see that the history of it was used as a rental, and that's why it never had the use you're thinking of. It was done by the night when our zoning regulations took in place in 2020.
Yeah.
By the month.
I believe that, you know, way back in the very beginning, which was probably in the 40s or something, it was probably some kind of a little fishing village or something, you know. So I just kind of, and the other property, if anybody's familiar, that was the Willie Oaks Restaurant Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
It's pretty, it's really a historic.
Where was the old restaurant? Right there. Okay.
I think
so on that. Yeah, I burned in 94. Okay. Somebody said the mortgage papers and insurance papers got too close together. And anyway. But I've built a nice, really nice, apparently I've built a really nice building there. My son was showing me, according to my tax statement, they have, they've raised the property tax on that building to the most expensive property anywhere down here, including a house of my neighbor that he's got listed for $740,000 right now. The building I built is assessed at over double.
So I may have a good job.
Yeah, I did a really nice job on that building. In the whole property, I wish we should have took pictures. It is, it's all rough sod cedar. All the buildings are completely remodeled, and they have the same roof pitch and the same kind of roofing and windows and doors. Everything matches. It's got kind of a, if you might say, kind of a big cedar atmosphere. You know, it's really pretty. I should have brought pictures, but I'm an old hillbilly, I guess, and don't know anything about zoning yet. I'm getting a good lesson in it, though.
Yeah. Well.
All right.
Thank you for your presentation,
thank you,
sir.
Appreciate you, guys.
Yep. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak on behalf of the applicant at this time? Sir? Hey, you've signed up with our public comment. Perfect. Just if you don't mind stepping up and stating your name and address.
My name is William Ross. I live at 2719 Highway Y. I border Jeff's property, probably on the north and maybe on the west a little bit.
Yeah.
Initially, when I got the letters, I was ambivalent. And then people started talking to me and telling me how awful it was going to be. I moved here 12 years ago, retired. And it's really nice and quiet down there. And it's gotten busier over the years, there's no doubt. There's more traffic. There's a nicer park, a lot more people there. But I remember that property always being an eyesore. And last week I drove by it, just the drive-by, and looks great. It looks really great. I'd be proud of it if I was the builder. And so I'm here to speak, opposing my neighbors, who may not speak to me anytime soon. I'm in favor of it. I don't see any downside. So that's my story. Right. And I've got so much adrenaline run through me, I hope I made sense.
Perfectly.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm in favor of it.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in favor of the project?
Hi, my name is Dave Willard. I live at 774 Camelot in Cedar Creek. I'm here speaking on behalf of in favor of Mr. Miles. It was an old resort at one time, and back in 2020 when the county decided to do the zoning, I'm sure that they all did their due diligence and held the meetings correctly and did everything correctly. However, that doesn't mean that the decision that was made wasn't made in error. That's all I've got.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else speak in favor?
May I speak? Yeah.
Absolutely. You signed up with Amber. Got him. Okay. Yep. Name and address.
My name is Jim Brewer. I live at 122 Cook Road, which again is directly across. I've lived there for 16 years now. And so I live right across the street from all the old structures that were there. And I can tell you the difference is astounding. But not only that, but the clientele, speaking from personal experience of having a house that I utilized for VRBO and Airbnb before, the clientele, the difference between somebody paying $300 a month for rent and somebody paying $125 a night, the difference in that clientele is huge. We rarely had any trouble at all with any of the folks we had. It didn't create a lot more traffic. It's only six units over there. It wouldn't come down Cook Road anyways. It's just our neighbors and stuff typically that utilize that. I'm just, and Jeff has kept me abreast on his plans, everything that he's done so far, what he plans to do in the future. At least from a personal standpoint, speaking of the value of my home, I think it's going to increase it quite a bit. I think it's already increased the value of the homes on Cook Road. A house just sold not too long ago for what they were asking for, which was substantially more than they had. It was quite an increase. So I think he's been a wonderful part of our neighborhood. And from what I can see, the natural beauty of the cabins that he's built fits in with that area really, really nice. And he's kept them all consistent. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to do. Just, again, voice my appreciation for Jeff and what he's doing and my support for what he plans to do.
All right. Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in favor of?
Good morning. Aaron Miles, 137 Spring Street, Ozark, Missouri. I've worked on these properties since the beginning, remodeling. And I just wanted to say that 3 years of being noisy and making, you know, a pretty good racket, no complaints from the neighbors whatsoever in 3 years. Everybody's been positive about what we're doing there. And those houses, you know, were built for a purpose. They're smaller. I think they were intended to be sort of nightly rentals in the beginning when they were built. So I think, you know, that's the true intention for those buildings, especially the six down there. And then off Willie Oaks, you can see the only way to enter and exit is right there. So as far as traffic goes in that neighborhood, I think it'd be minimal, especially the side roads that are around there that might affect the neighbors more. But I guess that's it.
Thanks, sir.
Yep.
Anybody else wish to speak in favor? Is there anyone that wishes to speak in opposition to this project? Please.
Hi, my name is Nanette Keenan. I live at 190 Cook Road at the end where he's pointing. We have the biggest property there. Okay. Mr. Daniels, Mr. Miles, has done a great job with those six that he's remodeled. They are beautiful. They were an eyesore when we moved here 3 years ago. We're retiring here. I'm not opposed to those six, but what I am opposed to is 15 because he has plans to build more. And it seems like the theme with this commission, everybody that I've observed in these last two meetings, is everybody wants to rezone for nightly rentals. Well, I'd like to say that Forsyth is special, and we are special because we support our community. We have great neighbors. I've lived in three countries in 14 states. The best heavenly place I have ever lived is here. I do not want the noise and traffic of nightly rentals. Those behaviors are no different than people partying in hotels in Branson. Branson is reserved for nightly rentals. We all love to go to Branson and have our fun there, but we love coming back to our little piece of heaven. Once we rezone, he's going to take the street across from Miller, the gentleman who owns the dilapidated trailers that he rents out. That's going to be gone. Then you're going to be presented with somebody else wanting to rezone that. The next thing we know, our whole hill going up off of Highway Y is going to become like Branson. And if you could please show my address again. I'm here for all of our neighbors that couldn't be here. They're all working today. There are many of us, except for the two in opposition, who don't oppose it, okay? We love the peace and serenity. We do not want people driving through. We do not want the noise. We do not want the regard of children playing and their safety. I think I would really like to see it kept special. We support, everyone here supports our local community. It's not suffering at all. Forsyth is thriving, but I'd like to keep those rural Christian values. I'm not opposed to the six. But the others, I am, because when is it going to stop? Once it's rezoned, we cannot shut that can of worms. Once it's open and you guys rezone, Forsyth won't be the same again. So I disagree with nightly rentals, and I disagree that Riff Raff will come in here if he does monthly rentals, because I'm pretty sure he's not going to charge $200 a month and not for those rentals. Also, my property value on Cook Road, we paid $220,000 for it, has gone down. Since this, my taxes will go up. And if you can see where I live, the corner of Willie Oaks and right here, Would you want to buy that property after